Provoked at length by such inhumane spite, such sordid stuff were now compelled to write. And who'd contain, when some so void of sense attempt to ridicule that sacred fence? For we contrive the hoop to interpose twixt us and these confounded creatures pose, and rather choose these huge unwieldy tails than the too near encroachments of the males. But they, enraged and grieved at such restraint, a thousand things in vain to fright us vent. See how, say one, these little mountains move, each molded in the shape of sugar loaves, as if they meant to have it understood there's something more than common flesh and blood. Bless me, another, what a swinging tale! Heavens, how the ladies mountain-like now sail! Faith, hoops would be good winter quarters, John, if they were not too near the torrid zone. Others again maliciously enfold and swear the hoops a lover's lurking hold. But some lewd bows affecting zealous rage affirm it doth portend a wanton age, since notwithstanding nature's store behind, engines must be contrived to gather wind. Good God, could any hear such horrid spite, such hurtful cunning, and forbear to write? Yet though your wig's of such an antique size, and hats that seem designed for Hercules, though caper, snuffbox, air, pedantic brains are rare materials for satiric strains, and though invited by a prosperous gale to quiet the shore and lose the eager sail, since we design to heighten your restraint, which seems to be the greatest punishment, and makes the hoops much larger than before, for mere revenge will trouble with no more. But if again you venture anywhere to ridicule, by Jove, we will not.